And a good morning. It is now 7:03 at News Radio KMAN. I am Dave Lewis, and what we have been doing here for the last, I guess it's been a little over a week now, we have been having regular daily updates in this time frame with some folks that are on the medical team and emergency teams here throughout the area. Today, we're going to be visiting with the president and CEO of Ascension Via Christi Hospital. Once again, Bob Koppel. Good morning.
Morning, Dave.
Thank you again for joining us. This is, boy, it's just become part of our morning routine. Like, for you, probably a cup of coffee.
Actually, I don't drink coffee, but it is becoming routine, yeah.
I'm not a coffee drinker either, but a couple of things that I wanted to talk about here this morning in our moments that we have together. And we've talked a lot about different needs, you know, the test kits and everything else, but we haven't really dropped a whole lot of information about the human capital side of Ascension Via Christi Hospital. And let's talk about, you know, your staffing situation, who's working, who can't work, and maybe a little bit, Bob, about what their attitudes are like right now.
Sure. Well, so between here and Wamego, we have 500 or 600 employees, actually, that are still coming to work. Although things are adjusted, I would say, for a lot of our staff. Just a lot of changes in the last 3 weeks, primarily. So on the one hand, you know, we're still taking care of our normal patient load, if you will. Mm-hmm. Folks who have cancer, heart attacks, pneumonia, just for other reasons, you know, those sorts of things. And so that doesn't change. But for a lot of our staff, we've asked them to work different hours, different shifts, take different work assignments. We do have people working from home because if we've been able to shift people home via technology, we've done that just again. It's all about reducing exposure and creating social distance. We have educated and re-educated because things have changed so much about what even some of the symptomology, but what do you do next, the process, all of those things. And, you know, throughout all of that, I'm just very proud. Just very pleased with how our folks just kind of absorbed that, taken it on. We've got lots of folks saying, what do you need me to do? Where do you need me to be? And just kind of shifting with that because they know what this is about. They know this is our opportunity to really care for a different group of people maybe than we might have normally seen and really make an impact on the community. And so been actually very neat to see our staff step up and really accept that responsibility and take on that challenge.
I've heard stories on a national level, Bob, about some hospitals, primarily in some of the urban areas, and I think actually probably out of New York City, where a lot of requests are being sent out for those that have been retired from the medical field, that you know, because of the demand there is so high, and we just hope that we don't get to that scenario here. And you know, keeping our fingers crossed that that's not going to be the case where you feel like you need to have some extra bodies there.
Well, so we actually have reached out to some of our recent retirees with a little bit different assignment request. We have one of our nurses actually has been calling some of our retirees to see if they would help on the phone line that the health department's running.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, they've got that background. They've certainly got the expertise. And a piece of this is just having kind of the knowledge and the right mindset to talk to people who are anxious and, you know, kind of walk them through what's going on. So you have the folks on that hotline, the 785-323-6400. Some of them are actively still working at either practices or here at the hospital, or physicians even in our community have taken shifts on the phone line. But we also have been trying to call up some of our retirees to do that same thing, because really that's something they can do from their home and a great way to still make a contribution.
No kidding. I bet that's handy for a lot of people, especially spreading out the human capital aspect of it. Bob, another concern that, you know, we're hearing a lot of these things, and I was talking earlier, you know, at a national level about a lot of people that are dealing with really some really challenging times. And, you know, we're seeing divorce rates spiking on a national level, but there's a lot of anxiety issues, especially, you know, when everybody's kind of taken out of their normal routine and, you know, there's a lot of fear out there. Let's talk a little bit about the anxiety aspect that what you're seeing, what you're hearing from your medical professionals there at Ascension Via Christi.
Well, certainly from a number of the medical staff in the community, that's been their feedback too. They're getting calls from parents, calls from patients. And, you know, I think one of the things they would suggest, and we would certainly second, is look at the available resources. So, for example, if you've got kids and maybe you're having some difficulty, they're asking questions that's difficult for you to answer. If you go to the local pediatric group website, they've actually got some information posted about how to talk to your kids. Here's, potential questions. Here's things that you might talk to them about and try to give a different perspective. You and I were talking earlier, Pawnee Mental Health offers similar resources. And I would always just first start with the website and look to see what's available. And then if that then triggers some questions, well, that's when maybe you have that follow-up conversation with your child's provider or with some of the other resources in the community. But it's definitely, what we know is that stress actually exacerbates health issues. And so you may not even have COVID-19, but if you're feeling a lot of stress or anxiety around this, that might actually make your heart failure worse, your COPD worse, all those things. And so addressing the mental health aspects of this is actually really key.
And I understand that a lot of mental health professionals are also starting to do a lot of these things via Skype or FaceTime, and so that they avoid that face-to-face confrontation. And you can certainly understand why that need is there and why folks are turning to that.
Well, I think the need we've always had a need for more behavioral services. I don't think that's a secret anywhere in our country, certainly not in our local region. But I do, in our case, even the behavioral professionals that we employ have actually shifted some of their visits to tele or using phone or using some sort of technology device, just because one, it also, that may actually even help the patient to not have to come in. And so I think that's this. When we look at healthcare a year from now, I think you're going to see a whole lot more of use of technology, because if nothing else, I guess, again, we always talk about what's the silver lining in any bad situation. One of the silver linings, I think, here is that it's really pushing the envelope and getting people to really think about how we can use technology.
Bob, tomorrow, I'm going to give you the day off from our report.
Well, I'm going to try to take part of the day off.
Well,
so I have talked to Dr. Matt Flourish. He's going to be on the video with you. And Matt is one of our local internal medicine physicians. He is also one of the leaders of, I think we've talked a couple times about how we've had this collaboration come together of all the physicians and healthcare professionals in the community. Matt is one of the leaders of that group. So I thought it would be helpful just, give you a chance to visit with him and also let people hear from a physician as we're working through this situation.
Yeah, an additional perspective is always great. Well, Bob, we certainly appreciate your efforts here this morning, and we'd like to remind our listeners that Bradley County Health Department Director Julie Gibbs will be on the air this afternoon with us at 5 o'clock with another update. By that time, we'll have some numbers from the state. And you're well aware, Bob, that there was an additional positive test that was confirmed in Clay County, which is nearby. I know you have a lot of patients that come from up in that region. And also Shawnee County with 3 positive tests. And so it seems like, there's still a little bit of spread that's going on. We're going to continue. That shouldn't come as a surprise to anybody, but we're going to continue to monitor that and keep our listeners up to date with those statistics, because it's worthy of noting that. Bob, enjoy your weekend, and maybe we'll talk to you again sometime soon, I'm sure.
Yep. Okay, thanks, Dave.
All right, take care. Bob Koppel, President and CEO of Ascension Via Christi Hospital, with our morning update here at News Radio KMAN.
KMAN News is brought to you by Bank of the Flint Hills. Check balance.